Well, it's Thursday, and the weekend is just within reach, so it's time to figure out how you'll be spending those first days of June. And pun alert here, but speaking of June, June Wolfe, arts reporter for the Boston Globe, joins us now with her ideas for the weekend. Hi there, June.
Hi, Meghna.
So what's your first pick for today?
Well, this is kind of classical music meets video art. Chorus Pro Musica is welcoming Joss Sessions, and he's a 22-year-old British video artist who graduated last year from the Liverpool Institute for Performing Arts. And Sessions spent hundreds of hours designing abstract computer-generated light beams and shapes. So what's going to happen is light and images will surround the chorus and be projected onto the organ pipes in the walls of Jordan Hall when they perform Joseph Haydn's The Creation.
So we're hearing a little bit now of Haydn's The Creation, and it sounds like an amazing sort of visual and musical experience, not something that you want to just close your eyes and relax
right,
and lay back.
Right, a feast for the senses.
And so when is it going to be again?
This will be Saturday, June 2nd at 8 o'clock at Jordan Hall.
Terrific. So what else are you looking forward to this weekend?
The Beacon Hill Art Walk is just beautiful. I've been on it several times, and it takes place this Sunday from noon to 6, rain or shine. And I like to think of it as a win-win-win-win situation because you get exercise, music, art, and a peek at some lovely gardens and alleyways and courtyards on Beacon Hill. And best of all, it's free. And you can peruse and even purchase paintings, photography, sculpture and ceramics, and remember Father's Day will be coming up soon. And this event has grown. When it first started, there were about 50 artists who participated, and now there are more than 100 this year.
More than 100?
Right.
Wow. What a wonderful way to spend a Sunday.
It is.
If I may, there's also another way to spend a Sunday if people, say, want a little water-based activity versus Beacon Hill, because WBUR's Spring Fest is going to happen on Sunday starting at 11 o'clock at Community Rowing on the Charles River, and you'll be able to meet folks like me and Anthony, Tom Ashbrook, lots of WBUR personalities and reporters will be there. Plus, you get a chance to learn how to row on the Charles River. So lots of fun and music and great food, and that's the WBUR Spring Fest on Sunday. Can I sneak another pick in here, June?
Sure.
Okay, so a little quiz, pop quiz.
Oh, no.
Name this composer.
Well, that happens to be my favorite show in the whole wide world, so I know it is Leonard Bernstein.
Of course, from West Side Story. Now, second part of the pop quiz, name this composer.
I know it's not West Side Story, so I have to say you've stumped me.
Well, it happens to also be Leonard Bernstein as well. This is an excerpt we're hearing from his work Chichester Psalms, and it's being performed this weekend by the Boston Choral Ensemble. It was a work commissioned for the Chichester Cathedral in England back in the 1960s. So Bernstein's theatrical or musical compositions, of course, part of just our national culture here in the United States. But we spoke with Boston Choral Ensemble's artistic director, Andrew Shenton, a little earlier today, and he actually shared part of a charming little bit of doggerel that Bernstein wrote back in 1965 when the New York Times asked him what he was working on.
These psalms are a simple and modest affair, toneful and tuneful and somewhat square, certain to sicken a stout John Cager with its tonics and triads in E-flat major. But there it stands, the result of my pondering, two long months of avant-garde wandering, my youngest child old-fashioned and sweet, and he stands on his own two tonal feet.
You remind me of a show I attended that Hershey Felter did, and it was the maestro Leonard Bernstein. And in that show, he talked a lot about how Bernstein was quite frustrated because he was obviously highly regarded as a conductor and a show tune writer, but he was really frustrated that he wasn't looked on more as a composer.
And so for people who want to hear that side of Bernstein,
exactly. Right.
Chichester Psalms is a great opportunity for that.
Right.
Okay, June, time for your final pick.
Well, near the end of World War I, the British started having street parties to celebrate national events. And the United Kingdom will have many street parties to celebrate Queen Elizabeth's 60th year as monarch, also called the Diamond Jubilee. And we get to celebrate here, too.
That doesn't seem very American.
The Bostonian Society and the British Consul invite us to the British Street Party in the New World. And this is where we will eat cake and donuts. Does it sound good?
It's getting better.
And we'll listen to music and watch Shakespeare performances and watch Redcoat reenactors. But we should be nice because, after all, we did win the war. And this is all Sunday, June 3rd, from 2:30 to 5. And again, it is free.
I love that you come up with these cultural free events for us to
with donuts. With donuts.
So Anglophiles of Greater Boston, that's your chance to maybe don huge hats with flowers on them or red and celebrate the Diamond Jubilee of Queen Elizabeth. June Wolfe, arts reporter for the Boston Globe, thanks so much for your picks as always.
My pleasure.
There's more information about all of June's suggestions and mine at radioboston.org.
That's our show today. Tomorrow on the program, imagine tackling the 48 tallest mountains in New Hampshire with your 6-year-old.
Trish Herr did it with her daughter.
It wasn't until we got on our first peak that I realized how empowering the experience was.
The ups and downs of high-altitude parenting, that's tomorrow on our program.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com.
Our show is produced by Adam Ragusea, Jessica Alpert, Dan Mawsey, and Amory Sievertson. Our interns are Michelle Woodward and Megan Dooley.
Tim Skoog is our technical director.
The executive producer of Radio Boston is Mark Navin.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.